Welcome back to the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620 KTAR. Ken is out roaming and headphoneless, I believe. Something's not working out there, so we're going to work on our technical difficulties and see if we can get him out in the world. I don't hear you. No can hear, sir. I can hear you now.
Yes. Yeah, well, actually, it's not technical. It's just we're waiting for a chance to get in. We're going to talk to Joan Brenly.
Okay.
To get these people down here.
If we can do that.
I'm going to make a donation live on the air here.
You do that.
I know. It's like
where we're at,
radio.
By the way, gosh, we're talking all over each other now. We're not in the same room. Where we're at is outside the Bank One ballpark in the big plaza, what they call the fishbowl area. We're here because, wow, that's a lot of music going on up there. We're here because there's a big clothing drive going on, a back-to-school clothing drive, and we're taking donations, not us, but a big organization out here is taking donations of kids' clothes. Specifically, we're looking for socks sizes 9 through 11 and kids' underwear sizes 8, 10, 12, and 14. So if you're on your way down to the game, make sure you bring that kind of stuff on by, throw it in the big bin, and get yourself entered into a raffle to win some cool Diamondbacks memorabilia. And if you're already on your way down and can't stop or don't want to stop, of course you can make your cash donation and or buy those products and throw them in the bin, and that'll get you on your way into the game as well. So again, at the Bank One ballpark, on your way down to the game, just stop on by the booth, say hi, and you can watch Ken make his donation if that's at all exciting to you. We're going back to the phones here now. We had Chip, who was on from Seattle, listening via the web, and he had an issue with Outlook. He's trying to export, I guess, just these contacts specifically so you can get them into another PC.
Well, yeah, I want more than that, but I figured if I could get the contacts done, I could figure out the rest of it myself. But contacts is the most important item that I was trying to get.
Okay, where we're going to start is within Outlook. You'd want to click on the File menu and come on down to Export.
Right.
And it's going to be an import and export, probably wizard. It's going to kind of step you through, but you want to make sure you export to a file.
Okay.
And then you'll go ahead and click on Next. You're going to specify the type of file you want to create, and for the contacts themselves specifically, I'd probably go ahead and create just like a text file, a simple text file that you can dump all that stuff into. It'll be either like comma delimited or tab delimited, something like that. And you can kind of dump all your
comma-separated values for Windows or for DOS?
Comma-separated values for Windows will work just fine as long as you pick, just remember what you picked, because on the import side, you're going to want to choose the same thing.
Okay.
But you just choose that kind of file, click Next, specify the location of where that file is going to be, name it something, like save it to your desktop maybe, and finish. It'll export all that stuff, then copy that file, like on a floppy or something, or onto a CD or across a network, however you want, onto the machine that you want to go onto, and then reverse the process to import on the other side.
Okay, when I put it in, can I open up like make a new contacts folder in the second PC to import it into, or will it just dump it into contacts in general?
By default, it would dump it back into the same area it was in. There's some advanced steps when you're importing that you can tell it to place that in an alternate location and specify that as you're kind of doing it. Also, if you want to, what I recommend is go online to like Google's website, type in Outlook contacts and export, maybe those three words separated, and it'll pull up a bunch of different sites that'll give you step-by-step instructions on how to do exactly what you're trying to do, so that you have all the step-by-step if you're listening in at home.
Okay, so Outlook's contact, what was the third item for Google?
Outlook contact and export or import, those would probably do you pretty good.
Hey Chip.
Okay,
I got
thank you very much.
Can Chip hear me?
Yes,
you
can.
Yes,
hey,
you can.
Chip, I'm out here on the noisy floor here, but one thing you may want to try is just do one record and play with it until you get it figured out, and then do the full thing. That way, if you make a mistake, it's not a big, ugly nightmare.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay, appreciate it.
Hey, listen, I'm going to make a donation.
Thanks,
live on the air here. I got Joan Brenly, right?
Joan Brenly.
Yeah. And now, tell me what's going on out here, and then I'm going to make a donation.
Well, the Diamondback Charities and the Diamondback Wives are having a back-to-school socks and underwear drive for the metropolitan Phoenix area kids, and we're asking everyone to please bring some socks and underwear and help us get these kids through a new school year.
And so who's here that they can come meet?
Today they can meet Robin Myers, they can meet Nicole Moeller, and myself.
Yes.
And then I think there'll be a few other, Carrie Dozier's here, and there'll be a few other otherwise coming yet.
Okay, so I'm gonna do a donation on the air here so everybody sees how painless it is. I've got Spider-Man, Hulk, and Harry Potter underwear here for size 6, I guess. Size 4, different sizes. So I give you the underwear.
Absolutely.
They're very cool, and I'm,
yeah.
it, 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 pains me to part with them. But now, for those three pairs of underwear, I get three coupons, three tickets.
Yes, you get, for each package that you donate, you get a raffle ticket, and the drawing is during the sixth inning, and we have some signed autographs, baseballs, bats, jerseys, and stuff to give away for the people. For each package, you get a ticket.
Do they have to be inside the game to claim the prize?
No. I put your name and phone number on the back, and if we don't get a hold of you by the game time, we will call you the next day.
Of course, if they leave before the sixth inning, they don't deserve this, do they?
Let's hope today they won't leave before the sixth inning.
All right. Thank you, Joan. That's it, folks. Get
you
your stuff down
the donation thing. That's it?
That's it. It was that painless.
Wow.
Come on now.
You hear that music in the background, that means we're about to go to a break here, but Ken is... I don't know what he's doing out there. Wow. I'm thinking that the engineers are loving you for that.
You're listening to the Computer Corner. We're broadcasting live from the Bank One Ballpark. Get out here and get your donation on. Bring out your socks and underwear new and... unused for children. We're looking for those things. If you give up those things, we'll give you a raffle ticket, which will enter you to win some great stuff. If you're stopping by and you don't have those things, we can take your cash and or credit card and or check donation here and get you into that raffle as well. And we just want to make sure you stop on by and say hi to Ken. Watch him as he places his donations. It's the Computer Corner talking about online emoticons and other great stuff. When we come back from the break, we got more of your calls and questions at 602-277-5827. Back right after the news.